This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED relaunches failed campaign approach in draft consent order for LANL. Public comments are due May 16th. This week, the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, released its draft consent order for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, at an afternoon meeting of the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board at the Sandia Resort in Albuquerque. Since the early days of her administration, Governor Susana Martinez has talked about releasing a new consent order for cleanup of the hazardous and toxic waste at LANL that would be flexible, more business-friendly, and would not burden the DOE, the owner and operator of LANL. Unfortunately, the draft consent order relaunches the failed campaign approach first proposed by Martinez in the 2011 framework agreement with DOE for protection of groundwater and moving plutonium-contaminated waste to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. At the time, DOE did not provide adequate funding to get the required work done and was behind schedule. In the agreement, DOE voluntarily committed to remove 3,706 cubic meters of that waste from LANL to WIP. It was understood that if the work were done by June 30, 2014, there would be an opportunity to renegotiate the existing consent order. DOE got in a big rush to move the waste, and as a result, LANL wrongly placed organic kitty litter in over 700 waste containers, most of which are now in the WIP underground. In February 2014, one or more LANL drums exploded in the WIP underground, shutting down the $500 million facility. After a preliminary review of the draft consent order, CCNS is concerned that New Mexico has not learned the important lessons from its failed campaign approach. The draft consent order already demonstrates that they are in a rush because the Environment Department did not include any milestones or targets for the cleanup of the large, unlined, hazardous, and radioactive dumps at Technical Areas 49 and 50, which include areas G, H, and L. State and federal hazardous waste laws require the Environment Department to review DOE cleanup plans and provide their recommendation to the public for review and comment. But since 2011, the Environment Department has issued more than 150 extensions of time for DOE to submit its plans as pollutants have continued to migrate towards groundwater. Public comments are due to the Environment Department on Monday, May 16, 2016. The Environment Department will present their draft consent order at two public meetings. The first is on Friday, April 8, during the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities monthly meeting at the Española City Council Chambers. The second is scheduled for Thursday, April 28th at the Los Alamos County Council Chambers from 5 to 7 p.m. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org and like us on Facebook.